5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up,
let The Burt Show be your texting tutor.
And we'll screw it up for you.
Mo, this one's going to hit a little close to home for you because she was inspired by something you did recently.
Really?
Yes. Our Burt Show listener who needs help with our texting tutor was inspired by you. We're going to try to help her get some money back.
Okay, ooh. I'm nervous for some reason.
You might be responsible for the situation.
I think that's why.
Hey, Kathy, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, y'all, thanks so much for hearing me today. I really could use your help.
Absolutely. So you were inspired by Mo.
Yeah, so I heard Mo talking about that podcast studio and all that trouble he had with that, you know, quote-unquote electrician that he hired.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is, I'm in a very similar situation, but with a mechanic, and I thought maybe y'all could help me kind of sort this out and get my money back too.
Yeah, see, so Mo, you got a full refund,
okay,
right?
Okay, I sure did, every dollar.
All right, so Kathy's looking to us to try to get a full refund. So I'm assuming we're going to text your mechanic and try to get you some money back.
Yes, please.
Okay, what happened?
So I took my 2018 Honda Civic, so like not a super old car. It shouldn't have been that hard to deal with, and it should have been a simple oil change. I'm not loaded, so I searched for the cheapest yet what I believe to be reputable car shop.
Mm-hmm.
And they were supposed to do an oil change and a brake pad replacement, and the bill was $1,275.
Ooh, what?
Now, so, I'm not a mechanic, so I don't know if that is exorbitant or not.
And it felt high, but, mm-hmm. you know, I figured everything was fine. But then immediately, as soon as I drove off the lot, the car started shaking. The brakes were just squealing. And then within like 10 minutes, that check engine light just popped right back on. Mm-hmm. So obviously something was wrong. And I didn't know what to do. So I took it to a different mechanic because I figured, well, they obviously didn't know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I've never had my jaw hit the floor harder in my life because the first mechanic forgot to put the oil cap back on.
Wow.
So there's oil leaking all over my engine block.
Oh my
and
God.
Hold on, though. He installed my brake pads backwards.
No way.
Oh.
So, like, not only did he put me in danger, but he could have destroyed my rotors, which would have cost me, I don't know, another $1,200, if not more. So I went, like, right back, and I said I demanded a refund, and the manager, his name is Doug, he said absolutely no refunds, and he offered to take another look. But, like, at this point,
no,
I wasn't going to trust him to, like, fix a toy car, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a mechanic, but this sounds bad.
Yeah, and like I'm out over $1,000 and my car isn't basically running now and I have to pay even more to fix what they messed up. And I don't know, I feel really scammed and you guys are so good at calling out bad business. I just really thought that I'll take this last resort, you know?
Good for you. Mechanics are always tough to deal with, but I feel like at the point where you put brake pads on backwards, you shouldn't even be that much of a fight for you to get some money back.
No, thank you. I feel like this is really, I hope that this is a slam dunk, but I've got Doug's cell phone number and I just hope that maybe you guys can help me text him a little more convincingly than I could myself.
Well, here you go, Kathy. Is this an unreasonable request? Absolutely not. You have, from a sound source, which is the second mechanic you took your car to, the two major things that Doug did wrong, right? The problem is not whether this is a reasonable ask. The problem is Doug a reasonable or unreasonable person? And if he's an unreasonable person, then we might be hitting a brick wall here.
I wonder if there's some kind of like association over mechanics, like the people that give out the certificates that say you can change brakes or whatever.
Better Business Bureau.
Because I had something similar happen to me with a tooth. Like I went to go get a cavity filled and they cracked my tooth, but they refused to admit that they cracked my tooth. So I wrote a Karen complaint to like the health board or whatever saying that his license should be revoked. I don't know if that ever happened, but I really do hope that they did something about it.
A lot of states have consumer protection agencies for this very thing. So you would go to like, it's usually under the attorney general. You would go to the state consumer agency and report it and they will investigate. And I think you have grounds for a lawsuit as well. If they did work and if they said they did a service for you and you paid for it and they did not do that service, which I would argue that installing brake pads backwards is that and a liability to your health. I think we can go in nicely, but I do think we could ramp it up to legal action if we needed to force his hand.
We're going to put our heads together here and we're going to try to come up with the best. I don't know if we should go in hot. I don't know if we should go in cold. I don't know if we should go in saccharine sweet. But what we're going to try to figure out is a way to get, our goal is to get the $1,275 back. That's the goal. Or maybe we'll land somewhere a little bit below that. I don't know. But we're going to try to get you at least some of your money back, Kathy. Okay? So just hang tight.
Okay. Thank you.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Kathy hit us up and she is annoyed and upset for just reason. Mo, why is Kathy needing our help with texting tutor today?
Well, she's dealing with a troubled mechanic, as a lot of us have dealt with in our lifetimes. And she took her car in and the mechanic just did not seem to do his job correctly. He even went as far as installing her brake pads backwards. And when she left the lot, her check engine light came back on. And it just appears that he did not do good work, if any work, on the car. She went and got a second opinion from a different mechanic. And then the mechanic said everything that she thought, which is the first mechanic deserves to give her money back because he didn't do good work.
All right, so Kathy has Doug's cell because that's how he communicated with her to let her know when her car was ready for pickup. She went to him when she found this out, and Doug was like, no refunds, offered to take another look, but why would you trust a person like that to look at your car when they went ahead and put, you know, brake pads in backwards the first go round? So she wants our help to hit him back up so we can try to get this money back. So this is a democracy here.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to go in sweet? Or are we going to go in salty?
Anytime I deal with any kind of mechanic or like oil changing situation, I feel like I have to channel my dad. And I feel like my dad in this situation would go in just very stern, very matter of fact, not coming in hot. But I think we just lay it all out there that we're in a place where we want it to be made right. And the way it should be made right is by you giving us our $1,200 back.
Have you texted Doug before?
So we text to get the, like, to make the arrangements for the car, and he texted me to let me know it was ready.
Okay. Do you have a boyfriend or a husband or a male figure in your life?
I'm seeing someone casually, but I don't know if getting them involved this early is...
I don't think you get them involved, but hear me out. I think you should text Doug as a man.
Because
remember, like a lot of mechanics try and pull one over on women because they think they don't know. And to be fair, like a lot of women really don't know about cars. But I'm wondering if Doug is already a little salty, if he'll respond better to a man coming at him being like, hey, you know, I'm the boyfriend and she told me X, Y, and Z, this is not going to fly.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Feels a little icky during Women's History Month.
I was thinking the same thing.
I was like, in March?
Or is it women leveraging the tools at their disposal?
We're weaponizing the patriarchy for our favor.
Exactly.
Do you want to stand up for yourself, Kathy, or do you want to pretend to be a man?
You know, at this point, I just want my money back, so I can be bought. Let's do the men thing.
See, here's the thing. If we go in as a man, I don't think boyfriend's going to have a lot of leverage. I think if we go in, we have to go in with husband.
All right,
this is Kathy's husband.
Completely agree.
Okay. All right, so let's go in, say,
hey, bro, monster truck, sports.
What the hell was that? That's
men like to grunt.
We do. I learn more and more about men every day.
Every man in my Orange Theory class, well, when I took Orange Theory, would be big grunters.
Big grunters.
That's how I picture men.
Okay, so how would a bro start this out?
I would say, hey, what's up, bro? This is Kathy's husband, Jake.
All right, go with Mo. Because he's the one that is in the room that has a penis.
Last time I checked.
We're just going to trust you on that one.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
I want proof.
You saw the great sweatpants.
I've already went viral, all right? I'm not doing it again.
They were Navy.
Not that I remember.
Okay. I didn't even
show your hand
them.
A little more, Kristen.
It's because I posted it and somebody called me out for it. And I didn't know that was there.
I had no idea you had these lingering feelings.
Good times.
Okay, so hey, what's up, bro? It's Jake.
Hey, what's up, bro? This is Jake.
From State
this
Farm.
This is Kathy's husband, Jake, from State Farm. I would say filling in to let you know that the car still needs work. It actually needs more work. Since leaving your lot, the brake pads being put on backwards and other things have caused me to text you to let you know that we expect a full refund for the repairs that were never made to the car. Something in
for the inadequate repairs.
There you go.
Ooh.
Doesn't have to be word for word, but just get the gist.
Mm-hmm.
So filling in to let you know the car still needs work, like more work because of your bad job.
More work when we dropped it off.
More work because of
the mistakes you made during the repair, your faulty repairs.
Ooh, what about, faulty repairs. Yeah.
What about, hey, it's Jake, so-and-so's husband. I'm texting you because the repairs you made on my wife's car are not up to code and you need to fix them or give us a free refund.
But we don't want him to fix
them.
Oh, then we need you to give us a full refund.
So I can get it fixed elsewhere.
We don't trust
Doug.
Dirk.
What do tigers dream of? When they take a little tiger snooze. Do they dream of mauling zebras? Or Halle Berry in her Catwoman suit? Don't you worry, your pretty little head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson's and your pretty tiger bed.
What episode?
And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug, and then we're gonna give him a best friend hug.
Doug.
Unless he's been killed by crystal meth tweakers,
and then we're out of luck.
What episode of Bluey is that from?
That's The Hangover. But why the hell do y'all know that full song?
That's a great song.
I knew it word for word.
Have you seen The Hangover?
No.
What?
It came out when I was like 12.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair.
God, are you serious?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch it. And then I just didn't really care to watch it.
Are you allowed now? It's done.
I don't think so. I have to ask my dad.
All right, sorry. Kathy, what have you written?
I wrote, what's up, bro? This is Kathy's husband, Jake, filling in to let you know the car still needs work because of the faulty job you did on the brakes and oil. We expect a full refund for the inadequate repairs. And he just sent back after like 4-3 dottings, you know, like where it does the dots and then it goes away like he's thinking. Faulty job. Your car was fixed when it left the shop.
Fixed poorly.
I would just say we have concrete proof it wasn't. Either we get a full refund or we...
Take legal action.
We'll
have to take another route.
Ooh, Doug is going to court.
Ooh, and then he also just said, I should really be talking to Kathy since she brought the car in.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. So. Respond back to that one. Be like, it's too late for that. She already came and saw you person and you didn't handle it properly.
Ooh, nice.
and then follow up with, we have concrete proof it was not fixed properly. Either we get a full refund or we take legal action.
Okay. Okay. So he says, what proof? Do we tell him about the
No.
It's not
no.
his business.
No. Just be like,
that's irrelevant.
You'll find out in court if that's the route you choose.
Ooh. Wait, why would we not say we had to take it to another mechanic and had the mechanic tell us that it was on backwards? Because how else would we know that they were backwards? We took it to XYZ mechanic and they told us that they were...
I wouldn't disclose that mechanic. Be like, we got a second opinion and that's our proof.
Well, because the car started shaking, right?
Yes.
So I'd be like, well, when the car started shaking as soon as I left your establishment...
And the check engine light came on.
Uh-huh, I took it to a second mechanic and he confirmed that the brake pads were installed backwards, putting my life in danger.
My wife's life.
My wife's life in danger. Thank you.
Dumbass. Do I say we or Kathy got a second opinion?
Kathy got a second opinion. No, say we. You guys are in this together and you're the one texting him. So let's take ownership of this.
Yeah,
say
you
we.
You and your fake husband are in this together.
As I hoped we would be. I feel like, do we say, I don't know, would a man say putting my wife's life in danger or would they just leave it at that because they never think about the next step?
Oh, no, I think they need to spell it out. Mm-hmm. Right? He cares about you. You would say that, right, Mo? Someone.
Yes, man. Yes, man in the room.
Yes, I would say that.
So say it.
After I finish grunting, of course.
You put my life at risk. That's what everybody in those romance novels we love says.
Yeah.
he growled with disdain.
Ooh, okay. So we got a reply. And I'm starting to get kind of spicy. I'm thinking the second opinion place switched your brake pads around to get money from you. They were put on correctly here. So that's as easy as then why would the check engine light have come on, right?
All right, so here's the thing. I'm not going to go back and forth with him about what or what did not happen. I'm done with that because that's not going to get us anywhere. Be like, the choice is yours, full refund or legal action.
Period.
Okay. Okay, he might... I mean, I don't feel like we have a bluff, but he's calling our bluff.
Okay.
Do what you feel you need to do.
Okay. My attorney will be reaching out shortly. Oof. Okay. Now, here's what we're going to do. Ride with me. Send that.
Car don't work.
Okay.
The check engine light is on, Kristen.
We've been talking about this problem the whole time.
All right. So
we ride in bikes.
Mm-hmm. Let me know when you send that.
Okay. It's sent.
So you've reached out to us. We have your contact information. Do me a favor. Text the mechanic's number to Tommy, since you have his number.
Okay.
Tommy's going to give it to me, and I've just become your attorney, and I'm about to hit him up as your attorney.
Ooh. Kristen Klingshern, attorney at law.
Ba-choo-choo.
I got to get you some new guns.
Please don't do that in court. Your Honor, pew-pew.
How about I do one of these, like...
like the like Fonzie?
Yeah, or no, like Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. I'm assuming you haven't seen that either.
No.
All right.
Barely know the Happy Days reference.
I was going to say, if you don't know, how you knew Happy Days?
I think.
And he didn't do the guns. He did the thumbs up.
Hey.
People would come after us if I didn't rectify that wrong.
I'm so sorry, old people of the Burt Show.
Don't come after the blessed man that is Henry Winkler.
I'm sorry, Winklers.
And he is so nice and he's so sweet.
Yeah, he's just a nice guy.
With a last name like Winkler, I don't feel like you can be a bad guy.
All right, Tommy, forward me the number.
And he did reply that his attorney will look forward to it.
Okay.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Okay, Doug, come through.
All right, how do I sound like an attorney? Are we playing with fire?
Salutations, Douglas.
You gonna hit him up now? Isn't it too fast? I don't think that's realistic.
You know, but I wanted
to. The lawyer responds in like 1 minute.
Like they had him on retainer. And he's not very busy. He's had a lull in clients.
He's actually sitting right next to me.
Okay, fine. Fine. Here's what we'll do. I'll wait a beat, and then later today, I will hit Doug up. If you entrust this to me, if you give me the go-ahead, I will have a conversation with D-bag Doug, and he and I will pretend to be your lawyer. Are you cool with that?
At this point, yeah. Let's do it.
All right. So that's what I will do later today. We've ended here, and I'll keep you updated and let you know what Doug says.
It's not over.
We're still fighting the good fight, Kathy. We're going to get you your money back.
I appreciate you guys so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
I'm sorry you're having to go through this, because I know it's a huge pain, and I hate when people take advantage of other people because they're not knowledgeable in an area. You obviously trust a professional because you are not knowledgeable in that profession, and I feel like you're getting screwed here, so we're going to try to unscrew you.
I appreciate it.
That should be the tagline of your law firm. Yeah.
Kristen Klingshern, we're here to unscrew you. Unless you're mowing those navy sweatpants.
All right. So, hey, all right. I'll be touching base with you later today, Kathy, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, bye. I do love that tagline. Very nice job, guys.
It's fire.
Do you want to be associates? You want to be partners?
Let's do it.
The Burt Show.
This is not a question about putting all your eggs in one basket. It's a question about putting your eggs on ice. Katie?
Yes, and it's something that I've been going back and forth with, because not too long ago, I told you all that I was second-guessing having children. There was a point in time where I was like, I grew up an only child, and when I get older, I'm going to have three kids so they can all have the playmates I never had. And I went down this path of what I wanted to do. But as I got older, I was like, do I really want kids? And so the number just went from 3 to 2 to 1 to maybe none. And currently, my girlfriend, she has a daughter, and her daughter is a preteen. So hanging around her, I'm like, do I really want to bring in another child? Like, it's just something that is scary about bringing a little person into this world and having to guide them through life. And so I've always been terrified about that. But she and I, we've had a conversation, and there's been a lot of pressure, especially now. The pressure has now kicked in from my mom. I've never had pressure from my mom until recently. And so I've decided, yes, there will be offspring.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. You have made a decision.
Yeah, I have made a decision. But now it comes to the point where when you're in a situation like this, I have to pick the perfect time of when I want to have a child.
There's no perfect time, babe. I love you. There's no perfect time.
Okay, see, there's another thing there, but it's two women. So it's like you have to decide when you want to have a kid.
Now, facts, and because of your circumstances are going to be a little unique, but I do feel like that sentiment, regardless of your gender, regardless of your sex, your orientation, you will always tell yourself now's not the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And there is never going to be a perfect time. You do have other considerations to take into play since it is two women. But I'm just letting you know right now that you will never be 100% ready. And I think that's okay. Like, to have that a little bit of fear and anxiety, because it's a big deal. Like, it's a huge responsibility. You're going to be responsible for another human being's life. So to have a little bit of hesitation, I think, is okay.
Yes. But I know for a fact that I don't want to do this in, like, the next year. I'm thinking, like, 3 years out.
Okay.
But however, my girlfriend decided that she just wants to be like, you know, if I'm going to be the one carrying your egg, because that's what we decided, she would carry my egg. She's like, you're about to turn 31 and your eggs ain't getting any younger. So you might want to start putting these bad boys on ice.
Now, something else to consider that I learned through this process is that you may be 31, like your physical age is 31, but you don't know your fertility age. Your fertility age could actually be younger, or it can be older, depending on what your ovarian reserve is. And only a fertility clinic is going to be able to tell you that.
So how much does it cost to put your eggs on ice?
I don't. I can tell you how much IVF costs.
Price of eggs today.
Has the bird flu affected y'all?
You didn't do any looking up on how much the whole process costs?
So I haven't even started that research, because I think it would be too soon to do that. And I guess I just don't know. Is it ever too soon to put your eggs on ice? But when I'm thinking about having kids later on down the line, like, I'm not thinking next year.
The sooner the better. The younger, the fresher the egg. It just is what it is, courtesy of biology. And just with a quick Google AI overview, the cost to freeze your eggs can range from $10,000 to $20,000 per cycle, depending on the clinic and location. So, because that includes medications, monitoring, egg retrieval, which is the surgery, and then storage. So you would, I mean, there's the medications, which are super expensive, and then you have to do the injections. and then you have your trigger shot. Then you go in for the surgery, which is the retrieval of the eggs. And then they have to freeze your eggs. And there's a fee you pay every month to keep them on ice.
You got yourself a freezer and an ice tray, right? Can't you just YouTube the rest of it? Save yourself a couple of bucks.
Got to be a do-it-at-home kid.
There has to be a DIY.
The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Looks like Travis Kelce may have stolen a joke from a comedian who went viral, and he's getting called out for it by the comedian himself. We don't have the clip ready, so we're going to pivot to the next story. So Dolly Parton is actually releasing something in tribute to her husband. Now, I know what you're thinking. Doesn't this feel a little too soon? We just found out that he passed this week. But I think based off of what she's releasing, it may have been a long time coming. He may have been battling an illness because she is actually releasing an emotional new song in tribute to her husband, talking about just what it's been like to be together for, I believe, 60 years. That's how long they were together. They met when she was 18 and he was 23. She posted on her social media, "Carl and I fell in love when I was 18 and he was 23. And like all great love stories, they never end. They live in memory and in song. And I dedicate this song to him."
I'm a fierce, loyal supporter of Dolly Parton. Anybody who's saying that this is tacky, too soon, she's making a profit off of her husband's death, you can go shove it.
She don't need that money.
She doesn't. Yeah. She doesn't need that money. This is obviously, and this is how she emotes. She emotes through song. And on top of that, I could see, like, you know, if he was in his 30s and like it was like this tragic death or whatever, and this could be considered too soon. He was 82. They had 60 blissful years together. Like, stop trying. I want people to stop yucking people's yum. This is a sweet tribute and nothing more.
100%.
I don't understand the hate on this. That's what artists do.
Yeah.
Whenever artists, you know, have something emotional to express, that they go make a song about it. That's not new.
Well, this is what trolls do.
Yeah. There you go.
And also, touché. This woman has given so much back. I mean, she's one of the most altruistic artists you have ever met. And I have no doubt that she's going to continue to use this money for good in our communities. So literally, sit down and shut up and leave National Treasure Dolly Parton alone before I have to come kick your ass.
And stream the song because they got to pay for those funeral costs now. Dolly Parton has given so much of her money away. She might need the assistance. But Dolly, for me, is one of those artists that, of course, she's a legend because she has so many incredible hits. But she's one of those artists that it's sometimes the way she sings rather than what she's singing that really makes it hit home. It almost feels like she's talking directly to you, like you're you're sitting down having tea or a beer with her and she's talking about the last 60 years with Carl.
All right. So we were just discussing, like, again, she doesn't need the money. How much do we think Dolly Parton is worth?
Oh, she makes more off of that park than she does her songs now.
Yep. Dollywood makes her a lot of money.
Wow. 500 million?
More.
600 really? Million?
More.
Billion?
$650 million.
Wouldn't she be a billionaire if she didn't give away so much? I think yes. I read that if she didn't give so much to charity, she'd be a billionaire.
Yep.
All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
It's March, so it is Women's History Month, and I've been feeling especially grateful for all the rights and privileges that women finally have in the year of our Lord 2025, like the right to get a credit card or apply for a loan and have all those big responsibilities that, believe it or not, 52 years ago, we didn't have. But before we get into my ye olde gossip for the week and all of the gossip that happened in the 1970s with the feminist movement, I have to apologize to somebody on the show because I gave some false information to somebody on the show who had to talk about my ye olde gossip before we actually got to the segment. So Kristen, I owe you an apology.
Yeah.
Because I know you had to do a tease for this a day or two ago.
Uh-huh.
And I gave you the wrong name.
Oh, I didn't use the name.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, I'm perfect. I never make mistakes.
Women's History Month, apologizing for something you don't have to apologize for.
True transparency, I couldn't remember what you told me, so good. I made it generic.
Anyway, so I've been reading this woman's name as Phyllis Schlafly. It's not.
Yes.
It's Phyllis Schlafly. So today we are talking about the final boss of anti-feminism.
They did a whole story,
Kate Blanchett starred in it.
Yes.
I can't remember what the name of it was, but yeah, Kate Blanchett did an incredible job portraying the final boss of anti-feminism, Phyllis Schlafly. So this is a woman who looked at all of the progression happening in the 1970s for women and thought, what if I just ruin this for everybody? I mean, look, are we really surprised that the biggest adversary in this story about women is a woman?
Mm-mm. And it was called Miss America. And it was a little TV miniseries. And it was so good. And you must watch.
You must watch after I tell you all about Phyllis Schlafly and how she ruined feminism and the progression that they were making in the 70s that we are still cleaning up her mess for. So meet Phyllis Schlafly. She hated feminism so much and decided to make it everyone's problem. So to set the scene, it's the 1970s.
Okay.
Women are on the move. They're getting jobs. They're doing questionable drugs.
They're not wearing bras.
They're living on their own. And they're finally getting the same rights as men. Like, for example, in the 1970s, 1974, that's when women finally were able to get credit cards, get a loan, do all that stuff so they could be financially independent.
It's so crazy that it was literally not that long ago.
It's literally 52 years ago. So things are happening. And now enter our antagonist, because before there was Karen, there was Phyllis. Phyllis, a.k.a. the PTA mom from hell.
That is a Phyllis laugh right there.
That's taken from the 1973 debate against Betty Friedan, the author of The Feminine Mystique. No, I'm just kidding. So she enters the narrative with two things, a stick up her ass and a dream.
Yep.
She had a dream to ruin the freedoms of women in America everywhere. Her goal was to stop the Equal Rights Amendment.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're like, Abby, that sounds pretty cool. I mean, equal rights, that's good, right? Not if you're Phyllis. So she thought that the ERA was an infringement on women's rights because Phyllis's idea of rights was the right to be a modern-day stay-at-home Pilates princess. She was like, if women get equal rights, who will make dinner? Who will raise the children? Who will make sure men never have to pick up their own socks? So Phyllis formed the cleverly named Stop Era, a group of Stepford wives who were committed to making sure that they got to stay legally inferior to men. So STOP wasn't just a straightforward message about oppressing women. STOP stood for Stop Taking Our Privileges, aka the privilege to have one choice and one choice only, to be a stay-at-home mom. And I'm sure you're wondering, how are they going to protest from inside the house? And to that I say, with pies. Deadass. These women would literally bake pies that said Stop Era into pies, and then they would send them out to politicians because nothing says serious political movement quite like passive aggressive baked goods. So meanwhile, feminists, they're out here, they're writing laws, they're organizing protests, and Phyllis is like, ladies, have you tried weaponized desserts? So if you weren't convinced that the Stop Era movement was dumb, let's get into their actual arguments. So Phyllis believed that if the era passed, they would be forced to get jobs. Like there was some kind of secret government task force ready to kick down doors and scream, ma'am, put down the spatula. You're going into finance. And we can't forget about the controversy surrounding gender-neutral bathrooms. Phyllis claimed that if ERA passed, men and women would have to share public bathrooms. Because when you're trying to deny women legal protections, obviously the most important thing to focus on is where people pee. And finally, in case you aren't ready to burn her name at the stake, where I come from, we would call Phyllis a flaming hypocrite. Because while her army of lobotomized ladies were going to war in the kitchen at home, where was Phyllis? Not at home. Mm-mm. Phyllis was on her very own Stop Eras tour. She was giving speeches, writing books, hosting radio shows, and even getting a law degree from Harvard.
Wait a minute. She was working outside the home?
She was working outside the home.
How dare she?
While simultaneously telling women that higher education was a waste of time. It's like if a dentist went on tour saying brushing your teeth is a scam. And you want to know the worst part about this story? She won. Mm-hmm. She actually stopped the ERA, which means in the year 2025, women still don't have explicit constitutional protection. Thanks, Phyllis. Love that for us. She's not a girl's girl. She convinced an entire generation that the best way to keep power is to convince people they don't even want it. And while this story may not have a completely happy ending, karma gave homegirl a swift kick in the tush through her kids because Phyllis spent her whole career saying women should stay home and that LGBTQ plus people were ruining society. And then fast forward, her daughter took over Eagle Forum, basically becoming the CEO of the very thing Phyllis spent years saying women shouldn't run. And her John... And her son, John, turned out to be gay. And maybe, just maybe, she proved that the biggest enemy of feminism isn't always some cigar-smoking CEO in the boardroom. Sometimes it's a woman on stage with too much time on her hands who can make a damn good pie.
Nice. Well done. Suck it, Phyllis.
Suck it, Phyllis. It's We're still out here doing things.
Your pie sucks.
The Burt Show.
He just got his arse whooped by a 60-year-old. We're talking about Messy Mikey.
I drank 15 beers. A whole lot of brew in one night. When you're trying to drown the memory from your...
It's the most Messy Mikey song I've ever heard in my life.
That's Johnny Paycheck.
Mikey, really quick, before you go into these 60-year-olds beating down your booty.
What?
Bert.
Kristen.
Yesterday. Was it yesterday when Laura came in?
I think it was 2 days ago.
Oh, my God. So two days ago, we had Laura, who is the new midday girl over at Q99.7, midday woman, excuse me, and she's also our APD, okay? Mm-hmm. Huh? So Mikey doing promotions for Q99.7, he reports to Laura. He got so hammered at Brunch Fest that he cornered Laura.
Oh, no.
And almost berated her into giving him a promotion.
Oh. Bless your heart. What happened?
What did you have to bring that up?
Do tell. What happened? Let's start there because I missed this.
I drank a million mimosas and acted a damn fool. Oh my gosh. Somehow I pushed that out of my memory. But
well, let's get it back in there.
Then apparently they were walking out. They were leaving Brunch Fest together. And Mikey was stumbling so bad, he couldn't walk a straight line. He started veering too far to the right, almost walked in front of a car, and she had to pull him, and she actually saved his life.
And the entire time, he was affectionately referring to her as an SOB.
Oh, only in radio can you get a job up from that, a promotion.
It literally has been one of the worst weeks of my life. I hate myself. I think it was like a complete ego death.
Did you get up the next morning and just apologize up and down?
I was like, I'm not even going to apologize. Like, that's an admission of guilt. I'm just going to hope she was drunker than me or
he
something.
He didn't remember. She told him, like, a comment. Yeah. He had no recollection of asking for a raise hammered on mimosas at Brunch Fest.
I was getting different stories from everybody. Everybody had a story about me the next morning.
During Women's History Month, for crying out loud.
The worst.
All right, then a 60-year-old whoops your ass. What happened here?
Well, you guys are cut from a different cloth. That generation, I don't know what was in the water back then, but you guys...
Steroids, apparently.
Yeah. So first, let me tell you how I got myself into this situation. It was a nice Sunday morning, and I get a call from my cousin Maggie, and she's like, you want to play tennis? And I'm a yes man, I'll do anything. And I'm like, yes. And so turns out she's on this team. They needed someone to fill in. Someone dropped out, and they needed someone to fill in. You get to forfeit 3 games before you get kicked out of the league. And this was their 3rd game. Mm-hmm. So they needed a body. So I get there, I'm in it. And I've played tennis for like my whole life. I used to be very good. Okay, I used to be good. My sister's like incredible. I used to be good. I used to play in tournaments and stuff. But it's been about, I don't know, 10 years and a million beers before.
So you mean, if you said 10 years, that means you said you played your whole life. So you quit at age 12?
How old am I? 13?
You're 20.
How old are you in sixth grade?
Like 11?
He's like, I'm over here. I played my whole life. Knowing his age now and going back that far, I'm like, that means you quit when you were 12 or 13.
Okay, I played tennis half my life. That's besides the point.
My bad.
But, yeah, so I go over there to play some tennis. It's like... My cousin Maggie is just like the most lighthearted, all about fun person. She's like, oh, we're going to go out there, have fun. We meet our opponents. They are much my senior, about three times my age. Mm-hmm. And like we're laughing. We're joking around. These people straight faced, looking us straight in the eyes and like no jokes allowed. Mm-hmm. We're playing tennis. We're about to play tennis, yep. Man. Get it together.
Bowl.
Yeah. And so, so we start playing and just... Like, during the warm-up, it is very obvious that we are about to be absolutely smoked.
They're just clearing the net by, like, half an inch every time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the guy, like, he was you're supposed to be kind of nice during warm-ups, too. Like, you're supposed to hit the ball to the person. He was hitting winners on me the whole warm-up. Just complete mutilation. And so we actually start playing the real game. This makes me mad. I know it's what you're supposed to do. Like, you're supposed to identify the opponent's weakness and... Hit it there.
Of course.
But the guy was just bullying me. Like, it was like he was just playing with me.
Like you have no backhand, yeah, so like I can go to your backhand.
Yeah,
side.
I was like a dying squirrel, and he was poking me with a stick. It was terrible. The guy was just not nice about it at all. And
it,
like,
was there any smack talk, or did they just quiet confidence?
We were trying to laugh. We'd make jokes, like, because it's supposed to be, like, a pretty relaxed league. It's not supposed to be anything serious. So, like, we'd switch sides and be like, hey, are you guys sure you're in the right league? And they'd be like, yes. Yes, we are.
I think something generational happens also. He probably saw you, and you got that fresh face. How old are you?
23.
Yeah, and you look like you're, like, 18. He's going to whoop this guy's ass.
Yeah, I think he was out for blood.
Yeah.
Mean guy.
How bad did you lose by?
Oh, okay. So I'm pretty sure it was two sets of eight. So that's eight games per set.
Mm-hmm.
Our whole goal, you got to get a game. We got
so
to
went from
game.
Winning to just get a game.
Yeah, I
get a game. Don't get shut out.
I went in very confident. I brought my girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, you're gonna see me play some tennis. It's no big deal. And
I used to rock it when I was 12.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it was 8-0.
They ain't shut you out, bro.
The first one. The second one, we're going 6-0, 7-0. One game left. Miraculously, we pulled a game out. One game.
Just because they were tired.
He was throwing you a bone.
Yeah. I think they were trying to help you out. It felt bad.
Bad week, man.
Horrible week.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.